Well, good afternoon. This is John Keller, and this is the Trinity College of Florida podcast. Well, today I have a friend of mine, a future alumni. I had her as a student. I recruited her. She's the president of Trinity's Heart Against Trafficking. We also call it that. And just an awesome person on campus here. We all love her. Allison King, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let's start from the beginning. So
yes.
First of all, let's talk briefly about how is it that you are a Christ follower?
So I grew up in a Christian family.
Yes, I've met your parents. They're awesome.
Yes, they are pretty awesome. Thank God for them. So I accepted the Lord when I was 9 years old. It just came out of the blue. I just was one night said, hey, Mom and Dad, I want to accept the Lord. And the next day that little ceremony, they gave me a necklace, a Bible, a devotional, and I accepted the Lord. But, you know, as these things are, like, I was 9 years old, I didn't understand the sacrifice that Jesus did on the cross. So it wasn't until I was 13 that I watched The Passion of the Christ I was on an encounter with my church, and I realized what Jesus did, and I broke down crying, and I was just, like, so thankful. And so that was the day it hit me, what Jesus did on the cross for me, but that's my story of how I found Jesus.
That's awesome. Now, we met the first time when I was, and I always like to tell this story because it's really funny,
yes.
But it's a complete accident.
Yes.
I was sending out these journals for Christmas time to principals of Christian schools to promote our college.
Yes.
And I accidentally sent my own personal book with all my passwords in it. And I get a phone call from your principal, and he's like, I don't think you meant to send this.
Yes.
And so that leads me to end up speaking at chapel. So I meet you, first time I spoke at chapel, and I was by accident. But we know it's nothing's by accident,
right?
So I come speak at your school, and so you were a senior.
Yes, I was.
And tell us the school you're at, and tell us what that was about.
Yes, I went to Providence Community School. It's a small school in Lakewood Ranch. I've been there all my life since pre-K. I graduated there. And I'll never forget that Mr. John Keller came and spoke. He started his sermon off as, I know I'm here for a purpose. And little did I know, he was there for me. And I'm sure for the students there that got impacted by that sermon. But, we met and you gave them a scholarship to give to a student.
Right.
Based off of.
Because back then we did the presidential scholarship. I forget what it's called now.
Yeah.
But it was like money off.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was like based on character or something.
Yes.
I was in home study, or I forget what it's called now, study room or study hall. And I'm sitting there and I get a tap on the shoulder from one of administration people who I carpool with from home. And she was like, we have something to offer you. And I was like, what is? And she's like, have you ever heard of Trinity College of Florida? I was like, no. I'm like, they have your degree. Go look it up. So I did like 10 minutes of research. And then, honestly, I can't remember what happened after that. I think I met you after that, and the principal was like, we have this scholarship that we want to give you.
Right.
And I called my parents, and I was like, that was the first thing about colleges. Like, I'd never really looked at colleges before then, and this landed in my lap. And for the next couple of weeks and months, we looked at this, and God provided a way. I mean, there's so much more to that story, but
yeah, there is. You know, and you end up coming here anyway.
Yep.
And that scholarship wasn't even used.
Right.
It's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But it was just a blessing for you to be here. And, you know, we have other scholarships now. We have lots of scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we just had Scholarship Chapel, which is my favorite chapel of the year.
Yes.
And if you're watching or listening to this today, you can go on our social media and find it. But it's a great day. And because I always say this. A yes is never a yes without the how.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I want to go to Bible
That's so
college,
cool.
But how am I going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You know, and God provided a way for you through a unique situation that you're very blessed. And
yes.
So you're here.
I'm here.
And we had your degree. So tell us what your degree is.
My degree is counseling and with a focus in psychology, but you have the double major with the Bible degree too. So
yeah. So because. Your counseling, you know, counseling psychology.
Yes.
Is it psychology, counseling, or I always get it back.
I think it is both.
Yeah.
So I'm degreeing in counseling, but you also have like a minor in psychology too, or something.
Yeah, it's
like
a concentration.
That. Yeah, concentration.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. So, which is good because you can go to two different directions there.
Yep.
And then you have this second thing, which is, you know, all our BAs, because you're in a Bachelor of Arts program.
Yes.
So you also have a double majoring in Bible and theology, which means you have lots of classes you take with Bible and theology.
Yes.
And I think I had you as in my hermeneutics class.
Yes, I did. And I got a really great grade in that
class. Yes, you did. But you did the work.
Yeah.
You know, if people just would show up and do the work, you know, it's like going to the gym. Like, yep. I don't want to just go in the gym and get on the treadmill, go lift weights. You know,
yep.
It's not that complicated, you know.
Yep.
And it's like throwing clothes in a washing machine. It gets them cleaned. Then you put them in the dryer. Then you have to put them away. It's the same thing with school. We overcomplicate it. But now you came here, though, and I think you had a heart. And so you're the president of what we call Trinity's Heart Against Trafficking. And so the point of this today is a student that's looking to come to school here, already is at the school, can learn about what this is really about. And Trinity's Heart Against Trafficking really is about, it raises awareness. And it promotes taking action to fight for the victims of human trafficking.
Yes.
And Trinity's Heart Against Trafficking, and it brings awareness at our college here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had events on this community at the campus where we had the sheriff out here, and we had a concert out here with a lot of people on this campus.
Yep.
But it's really about the community becoming aware of human trafficking locally, nationally, around the world, and students can get involved and join an important work and an important effort to fight that. And it's interesting to me because theologically I think about human trafficking is all over the Bible.
Mm,
I mean, what do you think? This is a story called Exodus.
Yes.
Of these people who are being, you know, held in slavery.
Yep.
And God is against slavery, you know. And so people are confused on that sometimes.
Yeah.
But the Bible is very careful, I mean, clear about that. So Trinity's Heart Against Trafficking, also called that. You're the president, and I see you have events all the time.
Yes.
They're usually socialized events. So tell us about what you do.
Yeah, of course. So what we usually aim to do is specialize our events with that bring awareness. So whether that is we actually have movie nights about human trafficking. We recently just watched this movie called Redeeming Love. It's about the story in the Bible where Jose has this vision that he's going to marry Gomer, the prostitute, and it's about that. And so we watched that movie. It was very life-changing. And so we watched Priceless movie with For King and Country, the Joel and Luke, the brothers. So, I mean, we really do events that are around human trafficking that bring awareness. And we also partner with local organizations, too. That's one of the bigger things that we do. And one of the biggest things that we want to do is speak in chapels and schools around in our neighborhood so that they are aware of it and the signs of human trafficking. That's our ultimate goal, is to go into businesses even and schools and churches to bring awareness.
Now, that's really awesome. And I didn't ever think about Jose and Gomer just now. That's a trafficking story right there. I never thought of that until this moment.
Mm.
Now I have to go back and reread my Bible. Story.
And watch the movie.
Yeah, well, I'll just watch the movie. There you go.
Oh, it's going to make you cry.
Oh, no. I don't cry.
Yes, I do. Yes, you do.
So the, you know, bringing awareness and recognizing people that are in that situation.
Yeah.
We were at the store one day last year, my daughter and I. And we recognized a girl was being trafficked.
Mm.
We could tell.
Yeah.
Immediately saw this girl in front of Walgreens.
Mm.
And we could see the guy across the street, like, watching over her. And I was like, it really, you know, and I realized it's happening everywhere.
Right.
I had no idea. And then, like, when the Super Bowl comes here,
they bring
these people and they're being trafficked.
Yeah.
There's so many. I had no idea the impact until I started, you know, because of you guys, talking to your professor, Rewald, about this. How much of it is really going on?
Yeah.
And it's really, it's a little scary being a dad, but knowing that. But it's also awesome that you guys are recognizing that need.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think is a more bigger spiritual need than to rescue someone who's in that situation. Because I always say this, a yes is never a yes without the how. Whether it's going to college or how do I get out of that lifestyle or someone was trafficked and now they need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So is that kind of where you're headed with your education?
Yes. My heart is definitely to pursue counseling and help these women who've been in human trafficking. That's my goal. My biggest goal is to start my own organization that fights against human trafficking. That's the goal that God first placed in my life, and then trickled down to, all right, how am I going to do that? And he showed a way through counseling. I loved the idea of counseling ever since I was in sixth grade. I remember loving the idea, and he was like, that's how you're going to pursue it. So there's obviously a lot of unknowns, but I'm just trusting the Lord. And
a lot of ministries have been planted from this little school here.
Yeah.
I mean, we can start, if you want to go big, we can say Billy Graham's Evangelistic Association, Billy Graham, right?
Yep.
Class of 1940. And then if you look forward, you know, all through the years, there's people that brought the Jesus film to Russia and China, that Nancy Hollowitz and her husband, they were like in the 50s. And we just keep going on.
Yeah.
All these ministries have come through this little school. Mm-hmm. But you had a connection from day one, because not only did you have this in your heart against trafficking, we already had this organization.
Yep.
And we had a professor who, she's all about this, Professor Riewald, who is the department head of the counseling psychology department at this college, and that is her passion as well.
Yep.
So that was the easiest connection of your entire life.
I had no idea that they had this, and so when I was doing my tour the day before I graduated high school, I did a tour with John Keller, and he told me that they had this organization. I was like, I'm going here. I don't know how, but I'm going here, and so here I am.
You know, there's a lot of Riewald, Professor Riewald, she is just, she loves her students, they love her, there's no question.
Oh, yeah.
She has, like, the highest retention.
Yep.
You know, for a reason, because, you know, nobody cares what you have to say until they know you care.
Yes.
And so, when I was a student here, I had her as a professor, so.
Yeah.
And my own daughter has her as a professor, so obviously, we like everything she does, you know, and she definitely loves the students, but she truly has it, she's very passionate about this as well, and this is big problem, you know, for law enforcement, for social reasons, for the human soul, to help rescue someone who's trapped in trafficking. And then maybe they escape it, but then what? You know, they were trafficked.
Yep.
So it's going to take some, I don't see a secular answer to that problem.
Yeah, no, I don't know how people can look at it in a, healing is only through the Lord. Like, I'm learning that in my own life, but just even from something so traumatic like that, I don't know how they can worldly heal without the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, how do you find forgiveness?
Yeah.
Unless you've been forgiven. Jesus said that, it's forgive as Christ forgave you, Colossians chapter 3. So that's a really good point. So now, where are you at in your education now? You're on year 3?
I am on year 3. I am almost done with year 3. So
I can't believe how fast time is going by.
I know.
By.
I was just thinking about that. I cannot believe. I felt like it just happened yesterday that I walked through these doors and I was a freshman. But
so next year, you're going to be a senior.
I am a senior, yep.
So have you made any friends here at Trinity College of Florida?
Oh, yes, of course. I made a few close ones that I know I'll keep for a lifetime. So, of course, shout out to Marissa.
Yes, Marissa. You too, yeah.
Yeah, we're two peas in a pod.
Yeah, definitely. And then you've had other classes. What's some of the other things? What are some of the classes that impacted you, either with a Riewald, or what's some of the things you've taken that really kind of opened your eyes?
I mean, all the classes with Riewald, counseling, adolescents, stress management, that was probably the biggest class. She always stresses.
Not, yes, she does.
That is a very important class. But one of the Bible classes that I took last year was called Miracles of Christ, and we went through all the miracles that Jesus did, and that really blessed my life. And it really opened up. I mean, I was personally going through a little rough season, you know, and seeing that and, like, seeing how God can, how Jesus just miraculously change these people's lives was, I mean, an encouragement and really needed. And that was probably one of my favorite classes. And I love the systematic theology classes as well. So.
Now, who taught that class last year?
The Miracles of Christ?
Yes.
Professor Woodward. Dr. Woodward.
Dr. Woodward, yes.
He's talk about it today. We still talk about it.
Yeah, right? He is an interesting character.
He
is beyond smart.
Yes, he is.
And I always joke around with him. He's a little bit of the absent professor, but really, there's no absent part. He's really smart. He knows.
Yep.
He's written many books, but he loves his students.
Yes. Yep.
And he loves Jesus. It's obvious. What was one thing in that course that sticks out in your mind that really caught your attention?
I mean, Jesus is the God of possible.
The God of possible.
I mean, when I think about my journey coming to Trinity, I know there are moments of doubt where my family and I doubted if we were going to go here. But I knew in my heart, I knew I was supposed to go here. And I remember having a little bit of a disagreement with my mom of, like, I know God's going to bring me here. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm like, I know it. And here I am. And so I think, and that's so true just in my life, like even making friends and my relationships and my professors, like God is the God of possible. There's nothing impossible. So if you have a dream and you're 60 years old, like that's one of the biggest things I say. If you have a dream and God gave it to you when you're a boy and you haven't seen it come to pass, like he will come, he will foresee it. Like, cause he's that God. He's that God of possible.
The God of possible. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I really like that. I can definitely attest to that's being true.
Yeah.
And you know, Jesus says you'll receive power when you're my witnesses.
Yeah.
And we have to be a witness of the power. So, a couple more questions for you. Yeah. What's it like living in Spear Hall?
Oh, man. It's a lot of fun. You know, I've never lived with anyone before, so coming here.
No roommates,
no. My brothers, well, that's a different story, but right. It's definitely, you got to get used to it, but it provides a lot of community. It provides a lot of just opportunities for you to make friends, and some of these friends I've met are lifelong friends and will be lifelong friends. So there's some challenges with it, but that's with life, moving in with someone. Like, that's going to happen. So it's brought a lot of community and a lot of just, you hear people's stories and that's the biggest thing. You hear people's stories and you're like, wait, I'm not alone in that. I thought I was the only one that struggled with that. Nope. I'm hearing, and that was like the biggest blessing of like knowing that I'm not alone in what I'm going through, what my family walked through, whatnot.
Sure, sure. I know that, you know, a big part of this life is, this campus life is, especially if you live on campus and you're full-time, you also attend chapel.
Mm-hmm.
So what have those been like for you?
Those have been such blessings. I mean, I think I definitely, when I was a freshman, you're growing in your faith, I think I took it for granted. But as I'm, like, getting older and almost graduating, I'm like, I want every chapel to have worship. I want every chapel to, you know, just be this, I don't know, I love that we have chapel every day. I used to be like, well, I don't know about every day, but I love it. I now love it.
And how about small groups?
What's small groups like? Are good. They're just a time for you to connect with. Some of them are from the, like, if you live on the floor, you're going to have a devotional, your small group with the girls on your floor. So it gives, again, community. You get to know them on a more personal and real level. Whether just because it was just passing in the hall, hey, hi, and then, but you get to know them personally and hear their life and know how to pray for them specifically, and that's been good.
Sometimes I think people think they're, because we're Bible college, like, oh, they're all perfect Christians. Mm-hmm. That's not true. That's not true. I've seen people really grow here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always say that the qualification to get into Bible college is you have to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. If you're not a Christian, you come to Bible college, you're going to be miserable. You know, there's no beer bong parties.
Nope.
You know, so this is not going to be the place for you.
You got ping pong. That's all you got.
Yeah, yeah, ping pong. But might be root beer.
Right,
we have that. We should have root beer.
Morris and I did that last semester. We actually played ping pong with root beer.
That's awesome. So I'm all for that. And ice cream, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, the thing that I think is important is remember, you have to be a Christian, but you don't have to be a mature Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You can mature and grow here. That's the whole idea. So who's some of the other professors you've had that you've had Woodward, you've had Rewald? So another professor maybe equipped you or impacted you or made you aware of like, boy, I need to work on this.
So he actually only taught one semester here, and he taught counseling adolescents. I only know his first name, but his name is Gary.
Right.
And, you know, there are some people that didn't prefer his class. I loved his class. I could listen. I mean, he had a lot of experience in mental health and a lot of experience counseling teenagers, and I loved his class, and it just really, like, and he was a little bit older too, so I think I really learned from him that just the, I mean, obviously counseling adolescents, you're gonna learn more about how to talk to a little child and what the, you know, the difficulties are there, but I don't know, he just taught it in a way that really was like, all right, that makes sense, and I get that, and I can do this. Because, I mean, my counseling, yes, I want to counsel women, but also that goes for the children, too. Because children can be, I mean, any trauma, sexual trauma, abuse, neglect, I mean, all of that is part of where I want to counsel, but my specific is women who've been in human trafficking. So however the Lord takes that, whether I start out in, like, a school or whatever that looks like, I want to counsel young girls and young, you know, people like that. So he just really brought out, like, the importance of counseling a child and what that looks like and his own experiences in life. And
yeah, we have a large adjunct faculty pool. Mm-hmm. And I think you're talking about Professor Wood?
Yes, yes.
Very well, yes. So he's Indiana and has a bachelor's and master's at Indiana Wesleyan University. He has two master's degrees, okay, too. I'm actually looking at his bio right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we have a lot of those adjuncts that come, yeah, that are actually working in the field, mm-hmm, that they're teaching. And yep, they come in to be adjuncts and they want to give back. Mm-hmm. We've had some really amazing adjuncts,
yeah,
you know, that come through here and teach some of those classes because Leslie can't teach every single
right
class.
As much as we want her to,
yes,
she can.
It's like a little bit. She has to have, well, she doesn't have a life. She just keeps working. But she loves her job.
Yes, she does.
Her ministry. So that's really, I really appreciate that insight. You know, what do you think is next for you? Are you not thinking that far? Are you thinking grad school or are you
oh,
not
yes
sure yet? Are you in grad school?
I think
okay
grad school. Where, I'm not entirely sure, but I do want to do it online.
Yep.
There's potential marriage in the future. So.
Yes, I see this guy with you on Facebook. Who is this guy? You want to embarrass this guy?
Yes, wanna, I will. I will.
Okay, yeah.
His name is Bryson, and we've been together for almost 3 years.
Okay.
So, started college. I met him right like a month before I went to college. And so, we started dating. And yeah, he's been amazing. Very supportive of my goals and my dreams. And so, we see.
His mom and dad approve? That's all I care about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They love me.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. So if they like the guy, then he's going to have something. No, your mom and dad. They're not going to put up with anything.
All right.
No way.
No.
They
love him, so.
They are definitely wise people.
Yes.
And very, very, you know, it really does pay to be a good parent. It really does pay to put the effort in.
Yes.
You get great kids. I know that from my own experience. So that's fantastic. Well, I do know that we've had, I just helped this, because you know, I do the website here at the college as well. I just helped someone on the side do a website for their practice, their counseling practice, mm, who went through the counseling program.
Oh, wow.
And went to another school and got their master's degree. And mm-hmm, now they have their own practice. And
oh,
I was just
wow,
asking
awesome
that person's husband, hey, because I do the website, are they getting any traffic? Are they getting anything? And they go, yeah, she has quite a few people already. So
that's awesome.
So that's definitely very doable. I know that people do very well in grad school that come out of this program.
Yep.
I'm amazed how many licensed mental health counselors that come through this
yeah
counseling psychology program. There's a lot of them
yep
go on to grad school. And then some go into law enforcement
mm-hmm
and do that side, like Child Protective Services.
Yeah.
And then I've seen them, and some work for, like, I think someone I know is working with children that are being adopted
mm-hmm
in that system. They're working in that system as well. So they didn't go on to grad school.
Mm-hmm.
They just use a bachelor's degree, but
yep
you can continue on. Well, that's really, really good. So if you had some advice
mm-hmm
to Allison 4 years ago, what would that
oh
be?
Well,
3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, what would that advice be?
Oh, man.
Scared about going to college, moving away from home.
I say,
should I go to a small Bible college? We are a small Bible college.
Right.
We're 45 acres of land.
Yep.
And, you know, we're four buildings. So,
I'd
and
say,
that includes a dorm.
Yep. I'd say, you're going to be okay. You know, obviously I've had some challenges, but God is the God of possible, and He opens doors, and you're going to be okay. You're going to survive. You're going to make it. I never thought I'd go to college. I really didn't, but I didn't think I was smart enough or I'd get in, but, you know, here I am, and I tell her to, it's going to be okay. And don't worry, you got people that are around you that love you, that actually really care about you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And with that, this is the Trinity College podcast. I'm John Keller. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you want more information, you can just go to admissions on the admissions page. And, of course, you can always email admissions@trinitycollege.edu. If you want to email Allison, you can email us at
aking@trinitycollege.edu.
Perfect.